Have you ever heard 200 radial engines warming up at the same time? I am not kidding. It is a sound that gets into your chest and stays there. I'm Ramp. This is Ramped Check on Radio Hanger, and I need to tell you about Galesburg, Illinois. Every September, Galesburg Municipal Airport transforms, I mean completely transforms on any normal Tuesday. This is a quiet little field in western Illinois. Corn on one side, soybeans on the other, a couple of hangars, a nice little FBO, and then the stairmen start showing up. One lands, then two more, then six in a row on a long straight-in final, those big yellow wings catching the afternoon sun, and by midweek the entire ramp is a sea of fabric and dope and round engines, and you cannot walk 10 feet without somebody handing you a rag and asking you to help wipe down a cowling. This is the National Stairman Fly-In, and it is magic. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins for every step of the journey. First, solo, private pilot, instrument all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let me set the scene for you. You drive into Galesburg and you know something is different, because there are biplanes parked on the grass next to the runway like somebody lined up the world's most beautiful parking lot. The Boeing Stearman, Model 75, built in the late 1930s and through World War II, as the primary trainer for nearly every American military pilot who fought in that war. The Army called it the PT-17, the Navy called it the N-2S. Pilots just called it the Stearman. And something like 10,000 of them came off the line in Wichita.
Now here is the thing that gets me every single time I come to this fly-in. These airplanes are pushing 90 years old. 90, fabric wings, wooden ribs, a Continental or Lycoming radial up front, an open cockpit where the wind hits you in the face at 100 miles an hour, and people are still flying them cross-country to get here. Some of these pilots fly 500, 600, 700 miles in an open cockpit biplane with no GPS, no autopilot, no electrical system, just a compass and a map and a pair of goggles, and they do it every single year. I talked to a guy named Dale, came in from Montana. He flew his 1941 Navy N2S-3 across the Rockies, through Wyoming, across Nebraska, and landed at Galesburg with bugs in his teeth and the biggest grin you have ever seen on a human face. He told me the whole trip took him 3 days because a Stearman cruises at about 95 miles per hour and you have to stop for fuel every 2.5 hours. He slept under the wing one night in a sleeping bag because he landed at a little grass strip in South Dakota that did not have a hotel within 30 miles. He said it was the best night of sleep he has had in years. That is what this fly-in is about. It is not about being fast. It is not about being modern. It is about the pure, unfiltered joy of flying an airplane that was designed before your grandparents met. The ramp at Galesburg during fly-in week is one of the most beautiful things in aviation. Row after row after row of Stearmans in every color you can imagine. Yes, most of them are that classic blue and yellow navy scheme. But you will see red ones, green ones, silver ones, a couple that are painted up in army olive drab. One guy had his done in polished aluminum with orange lightning bolts down the side, and I have to tell you it was one of the most gorgeous airplanes I have ever laid eyes on.
And the variety of modifications. Some of these Stearmans are bone stock, exactly the way they rolled out of the factory, with the original 220 Continental radial, making 220 horsepower. But others have been modified with bigger engines. You will see Stearmans with Pratt and Whitney R985 Wasp Juniors on the nose, 450 horsepower, turning those big fixed-pitch props, and when one of those lights up on the starting line for a flower bombing run, the sound is absolutely incredible. Oh, I haven't told you about the flower bombing. So, one of the signature events at the National Stearman Fly-In is the flower bombing competition. They put a target on the ground, basically a big circle painted on the grass, and pilots fly over it a few hundred feet and drop a bag of flour trying to hit the bullseye. Sounds simple, right? It is not simple. You're in an open cockpit biplane with no bombsight, no computer, no heads-up display. You're eyeballing it. You are leaning over the side of the cockpit, judging your altitude and your ground speed and the wind, and you let go of a paper bag of flour and hope for the best. The accuracy some of these pilots achieve is mind-blowing. I watched a woman named Sarah. She has been flying her Stearman for 15 years, and she put that flour bag within 3 feet of dead center on her first pass. The crowd went absolutely wild. She came around for a victory pass about 50 feet off the deck and waggled her wings and everybody was cheering and I thought, this is what flying is supposed to feel like? There are also formation flights.
Imagine looking up and seeing a dozen Sturmans in a V formation. Those round engines humming, flying low over the Illinois countryside, they do group flyovers of downtown Galesburg, and I have talked to people in town who say they stand on the sidewalk and look up, and it is like stepping back in time. The sky full of biplanes, the sound of radial engines echoing off the brick buildings on Main Street. But let me tell you what really makes this fly-in special. It is the people.
I met a father and daughter team, Rick and Emma, from Ohio. Rick bought a basket case Stearman when Emma was 12 years old, just a fuselage and a pile of parts in a barn. They spent 6 years rebuilding it together. Every weekend, every summer, sanding and stitching fabric and rebuilding the engine on the kitchen table. Emma learned to rivet before she learned to drive. She soloed in the Stearman on her 16th birthday, and they have flown to Galesburg together every year since. She is 23 now, and she told me the airplane taught her more than any classroom ever did. Rick just stood there with tears in his eyes and nodded. You have to see this place. I met a 91-year-old veteran named Harold, who trained in a Stearman at Thunderbird Field in Arizona in 1943, 91 years old. He does not fly any more, but his grandson flew him to Galesburg in a restored PT-17 that is painted in the exact same markings as the airplane Harold soloed in 83 years ago. Harold sat in that front cockpit with his leather helmet and his goggles, and when they taxied in and shut down, he just sat there for a minute, quiet, taking it in, and then he looked at his grandson and said, "She still flies like a dream. I had to walk away for a second after that one." The fly-in also has incredible workshops and forums. Stearman restoration experts come from all over the country to teach fabric covering techniques, engine overhaul tips, rigging procedures. These airplanes have specific quirks. The landing gear geometry means they want a ground loop if you're not paying attention. The center section struts need regular inspection. The fuel system is gravity-fed from a tank in the upper wing, and if you do not manage your fuel properly, you are having a very bad day. There are people at this fly-in who have been maintaining Stearmans for 40 and 50 years, and they are happy to share everything they know with anyone who asks. The evening events are something else. Picture this. The sun is going down over the Illinois prairie. The sky is turning orange and purple, and there are 200 biplanes parked on the grass, glowing in the last light. Somebody has a grill going. Somebody else brought a guitar. Pilots are sitting in lawn chairs under the wings of their airplanes, telling stories, laughing, passing around photographs from previous fly-ins. A kid runs through the line of airplanes pretending to be a fighter pilot with her arms out like wings. A dog is sleeping on a blanket next to a set of wheel chocks. The smell of abgars and grilled burgers and fresh-cut grass mixes together into something that smells exactly like summer. There is a banquet one evening where they give out awards, best restoration, longest distance flown, best original condition, and there is always a tribute to the military pilots who trained in these airplanes, the men and women who climbed into a Stearman as cadets and went on to fly Mustangs and Corsairs and Hellcats and Liberators and Fortresses. The Stearman was where it all started for an entire generation of aviators. Let me tell you about the approach into Galesburg, because if you're thinking about flying in, you should know what to expect. The airport sits at about 760 feet above sea level, flat terrain, two runways. During fly-in week, they set up special procedures, because you have got dozens of biplanes in the pattern at any given time, most of them without radios or with radios that barely work. The CTAF gets busy. There are volunteer traffic directors on the ground with signal paddles helping you park. It is organized chaos, and it is wonderful. The town of Galesburg itself is worth exploring. It is the birthplace of Carl Sandburg, the poet. There is a great little downtown with restaurants and shops, and during fly-in week the whole town embraces the event. Restaurants put up Stearman specials on their menus. Local families open their homes to pilots who need a place to sleep. The community in the aviation world just fold into each other for a week, and it works.
If you fly a Stearman, you have to come to this. If you do not fly a Stearman, you still have to come to this. Bring a lawn chair, bring a camera, bring your kids, because this is aviation at its most pure. No glass cockpits, no turbine engines, no data links or synthetic vision, just wood and fabric and steel tube and a round engine and the open sky. This is an airplane that taught 250,000 people to fly, and at Galesburg every September, you can feel every single one of those stories in the air. Most of what I shared today comes from the National Steerman Fly-In Association and conversations with the pilots and families who keep these airplanes alive. Find more about Radio Hangar at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go find a biplane and go flying.